Hi, we are Julie and the podcasters, Angie, Essie, Inga, and Layla, and today we're live reacting to I Got the Music, episode 4 of season 1, written by Nora Sullivan and directed by Kenny Ortega. I'm Inga.
I'm Angie.
And I'm Essie.
All right, anything else we want to say in preface, like, about this episode before we start watching it?
I mean, we could talk about the fact that it was Spotify Wrapped the other day, and I want to thank Kay and Danny for showing us that we were their top podcast on Spotify in the last year, which is, like, really awesome and a really great honor. So thank you guys for listening. And also, like, I have some of the stats from our Wrapped that I shared on Tumblr, but maybe we could share it here too. Let me just find them. So according to Spotify, which I'm assuming just means everyone who listens with Spotify, and like the people who listen with other devices or with other platforms don't count, but we have quite a few of those too, if you believe Anchor. According to Spotify, 37 fans listen to us more than any other podcast, which is really cool. Like, I feel like I wasn't even sure if we actually had 37 people who regularly listen to us. So, and 6 fans listen to most of our episodes, which is also pretty cool. In the last year, we released 1,829 minutes of podcasts, and that's across 30 episodes, which is a lot. Did we really spend that much time talking?
How many hours is that? Have you converted?
No, but I can. Let me see. It's about 30 and a half hours, which makes sense since 30 episodes. And like on average, we have about an hour each episode. Some longer, some shorter, but like on average. So yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I wish Spotify told us like more specifically, like amount of time spent talking about the episode, then talking about Netflix, then complaining about different characters. Like I wish it was that specific. That'd be fun.
That would be very fun. I also wanted to bring up that it wasn't only Spotify Wrapped, it was also like the Tumblr year in review thing that always happens, like which there's this Tumblr blog, official fandom blog on Tumblr, and they always like rank, like check how much, like which tags are like the most popular ones. And Julie and the Phantoms actually reached number 13 on the TV show list, so it was the 13 most talked about TV show between like September 2020 and September 2021. Willex actually made it on the strip list, which is there on 70. And Charlie, Owen, and Madison were all on the celebrities list. Charlie is 22, Owen is 62, and Madison is 84, which is sad that she's so low, but also expected, to be honest. And poor Jeremy didn't make it, which is kind of mean. But yeah, I kind of thought we would share it too. I'm really impressed, like, Julie and the Phantoms being 13 on the TV show list, like, we beat out quite a lot of big shows, like Bridgerton, for example, and 9-1-1 as well, which is, like, a really big thing on Tumblr and trending every week when they actually release episodes. And I think Umbrella Academy and The Crown, and I mean, those are shows that haven't had a season in the last year, but still, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I think especially because Julie and the Phantoms came out like 2020, so it wasn't even that like it was coming out this year, it came out like previously, so I think that's especially impressive that it was trending.
Well, it's not like the entire year of 2021, it's from the last time it was, like, it was from September 2020 or like October 2020, so basically the month after it came out, which was when it was still the most active, to October of this year. So that's why it basically came out during this time, or like only a few, like only a month or a few weeks before. So it wasn't included in the last years because it just came out right before the last year's tracking stopped.
That makes sense, actually, but it's still, yeah, because it also, Julie and the Phantoms, like, was, there were several times throughout the last, like, more than a year that it was, like, randomly trending, and every time I'm like, oh, it got renewed, it didn't, but, like, there were, like, multiple times where, like, the Phantoms just got it trending, which is really cool.
Yeah, I mean, remember the time it was trending because Charlie posted a video of his butt? There have been weird things that have made us trending, but it was pretty, pretty cool, and sometimes it was really just random, and we had no idea why. And nobody could figure it out.
I mean, we trended when they gave us last names, so.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we'll go into the episode. I'll share the screen, hopefully. The Wi-Fi cooperates with us.
Shoulders dancing instead. Something's looking like it's changed.
been moving to the rhythm for the whole day. A million lyrics running through my brain.
Nick and his outfit. Commenting on Nick's outfit and his head, because it just doesn't really fit into the rest of the thing, but it's kind of iconic by now, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. I don't like what he's wearing. I think
it sparked, or it contributed to the rumors of him being the son of Chad and Ryan, because this outfit is very Ryan-esque.
That's true. It's very Ryan-esque. You're right.
I feel like Ryan would have made it more colorful. He wouldn't have had just black and white, but otherwise, yes.
Done? I need my sticks back.
She really looks so confused when a guy taps her on the shoulder.
I mean, she was daydreaming.
And I won't rant about these weird furry bobcat cheerleaders this time, but I still have to mention them because they're just so strange.
My thought process, I just remember listening, because now I listen to the song and I love it. It's a jam. It's a fun music number. I keep remembering the first time I listened to it, I was just so confused. I wanted it to be over because we just jumped into this music number and I was like, this is really fun, but I don't know the context of this. So I think it's a really fun number. Let's still think before it happened, there should have been something of like Julie, like you can see that she's daydreaming or something. I don't know. Because I was just very confused.
Especially because like the previous episodes started directly as the last one ended. So it's just like this one, there's just a time skip and we have no idea how much time or what is happening. And it's just really strange.
Yeah, exactly. I was saying like since it's all released together, you literally are binging it. And so to go from flying solo to this, you're like, wait, what's going on? You know, I remember all throughout, I was like, is this a dream? Is this actually happening? Because I mean, at the end of the day, it is a performing arts school. So it very well could be, you know, as part of it or something. I don't know. But then I was like, why are they changing like outfits so quickly and all of this? And I was like, this is weird. But yeah, I get why. But I mean, I don't know, it's very Kenny. Makes sense if he directed the episode.
It definitely is very, very Kenny. Like it's so High School Musical.
Yeah, for sure. You were saying, you know, how it's like a time jump from going from flying solo to this. And I think I was reading something on Tumblr, someone, I don't remember who was saying how they wish that there was an episode between 3 and 4, kind of to show those missing moments and then make it to 10. We always think that it should be 10 instead of 9. So like, that's an interesting spot to put an episode in, because it's like, yeah, we have a jump and you're like, I want to know, you know, see more of them as friends, like becoming friends with like the guys and stuff like that. So we could have had more like Alex and Julie, or more Julie and Reggie also like bonding and stuff like that. So yeah,
probably also Julie and Luke writing together. Wasn't it like, isn't it this episode where she tells Flynn that they spent all weekend writing together? So it would have also been interesting to have a little bit of that.
Yeah, if Julie and the Phantom doesn't get a season 2 or anything beyond this, I will forever be bitter that they didn't show us them writing a song together, because like, why?
So bitter.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. It's just nice seeing you back to your weirdo self.
Thanks.
So, how's the band?
Still hot?
Still talented? Still dead?
Amazing. Luke and I spent the whole weekend writing songs. Come on, you want to hear some of them?
Duh.
Like it was flowing through me, like when I used to write with Mom. So, this is the first song Luke and I wrote. Here's a bit of the chorus. 'Cause we're standing on the edge of gray. I like it. Definite Gaga vibes.
Thanks.
I think we have an anthem with this one. It's something my mom and I were working on. Luke and I finished it. Check it out.
And it's 1, 2, 3, 4 times that I've tried for one more night at a fire in my eyes. I'm going out of my mind.
That's beautiful. And my girl's got a crush, and his name is Luke.
What? No, Luke's a ghost.
A cute ghost.
With a perfect smile.
Ha! I knew it! Just remember, he's made of air.
Cute air.
Just don't get hurt, okay? Obviously, you guys have a connection. Everybody's talking about when you're gonna play again.
Play again? We don't even have anything planned. Luke and I have just been focused on writing songs.
Lucky for you, your marketing team has been way ahead of you.
I don't have a marketing team.
Yes, you do! And surprise, we're playing the school dance tonight, and I'm DJing too.
I feel like telling her she's gonna play a dance the same night is like really no time to prepare. I feel like they should have, that's like you need more than just a few hours to prepare for something like that.
Yeah, definitely. If that was me, I would be like freaking out so much, honestly. I don't get how, I mean, Julie's also freaking out, but she's more freaking out about playing in front of school, I feel like. I mean, I just, that's so last minute. Like, at least give like a couple of days. Yeah,
that's true. I didn't even thought of that, but that's right. Like, that's totally right. At least with Bright, they got a whole like night, right? The day before, like she knew she was going to perform. So they rehearsed that night, but like, or at least we assume that. But with this, it's literally within the same day.
It's crazy. But what I also thought in that scene is like the fact that Julie just lets Luke help her with her mom's songs, which obviously mean like a lot to her. That's like, that really shows a lot of trust. Like, that's for someone she only met like maybe a week ago or a few days ago. We don't know. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I agree. But I mean, I think also the fact that, you know, he just gave her a song, you know, and help her through like with Bright and all of that. I feel like that plays into her being like, okay, I know we just met, but clearly, right? Like, you're willing to help me. So I don't know. I feel like that builds that trust a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not saying that it's not realistic. It just really shows their instant connection. Like, it's really, really cool that they're just musical soulmates, basically.
Yeah, they are. Man, there should have been an episode before this now. We should have seen those things, a little more of that.
Yeah, I'm looking back on this. I'm like, you guys were right. This should be like the perfect, like before this, this should have been the episode. Because yeah, it is kind of like, yeah, I do kind of feel like we're missing some time that would have been helpful to see. So
playing a school dance, sweet. It's not exactly the strip, and you're not exactly alive, so maybe you should be happy we have our first gig.
I wasn't in love with the idea at first either, but it could be a great way for us to build a following, right?
Yeah, we need to play wherever we can, whenever we can. No, you're right. Let's rock those kids' faces off and then play the clubs.
And then record a single that gets a billion streams.
I don't know what that is, but hopefully lands us a manager and a tour.
And then we release a bunch of hit albums.
Put out a country album that does surprisingly well. I shred on the banjo.
Then I'll learn how to fiddle.
And before you know it, we're being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But one of us isn't there. Because we had a blowout in 2032. My money's on Alex. Right. He's just so sensitive.
So what are you waiting for? Let's get rehearsing.
Where is Alex?
See, we could have seen more of those interactions in the if there was an episode, an extra episode in between Flying Solo and this.
Yeah, I mean, they're already such good friends, because otherwise Julie wouldn't just be like, after she finds out that Reggie wants a country album and likes banjo music, she wouldn't be like, and then I'll learn how to fiddle. Like, that just means that they already know each other really well. And I mean, I think in the next episode in The Other Side of Hollywood, Luke says something about they found out about Star Wars like 2 weeks ago and didn't want to tell Reggie. So a lot of time must have passed. Like, so we really would have needed something in between there.
Yeah, also, I just got to do shout out to Jeremy for actually writing the country music. I love the fact, and actually like posting it, like the songs, I love them so much. So like, at least he's keeping the fandom alive.
Right, I forgot about Homies Where My Horse Is. That's the name, right?
That was just awesome that he actually made that song.
Man, yeah, Netflix, at least, yeah, give us the songs you mentioned. The Sunset Curse songs you mentioned, too.
You know what? I don't think this is about the art. I think you just like breaking the rules.
Maybe. You should try it sometime.
We're going in there, aren't we?
And we got the whole place to ourselves.
Ha! move that bench over here. I'm gonna try to jump it.
Yeah, I can't move that. I can barely move small things.
Dude, trust me. If you focus on putting all your energy into your hands, you can move anything.
No, I guess I gotta start doing ghost push-ups.
No, you just gotta focus.
Yeah, I've always had a hard time focusing. I've always been a little anxious and then I died, which did not calm me down.
Right.
So.
We got this. Alright?
Yo, you've got like 10 seconds to get
out. Alright, let's go, let's go, let's go. All the way, all the way, all the way. Boom! Not bad, man. Alright, stay there, stay there.
That bench must be so heavy.
It always bothers me that they move the bench and he doesn't jump over it. And I'm like, why did you move the bench?
It was all an excuse to hold Alex's hand some more.
I mean, Alex was playing along, right along. He was like, oops, I don't know how to do this.
No, yeah, I fully believe he just wanted to hold his hand.
But he already did when they went in. I feel like he doesn't need more.
He wants to do it some more. What always bothers me a bit, like, this is a solid concrete bench. I'm pretty sure two normal live teenagers would not be able to just lift it like that. And another thing I was wondering, like, this weird circle thingy in the background, do you think the fabric is like part of the art, or if it's just like still covered because it's not open yet, like it's still basically wrapped for transport?
Maybe it's still wrapped. I'm also kind of confused about what's going on in this museum right now, looking at the background here. Not really sure what is happening. I'm guessing it's wrapped. It looks like there's not a lot of stuff in there, so it looks like they're either moving stuff in or like getting ready for something else. I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
They're in between exhibits or something.
Yeah, but I mean, it's modern art. You never know what modern art.
You're wired a little tight, huh? Is that why you started playing drums? To help you with your anxiety?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. There's no better way to work out your problems than wailing on some drums, right?
Hey, do you know what makes you feel better? Yelling in museums. Ah! You gotta stand up.
No,
you gotta put your heart into it, man. Ready? Feels good, right?
Yeah, it does.
Nothing is more romantic than screaming in museums.
I love them so much.
That scene is so awesome. Like, I love it. It was really fun. I looked over at our video screens once or twice, and we were just all smiling so big. It's so cute.
I just love them so much. Also, like, not even related to them specifically, but Alex in this scene is so relatable. When he was like, I've always been a little anxious, and then I died. I'm like, that's me as a ghost.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, this scene, oh man, I think I forget how cute they are, you know? Layla would be really mad if she heard me say that. But I forget, like, I know they are cute, but then I see this scene, I'm like, oh my God, they're so adorable. And like, yeah.
They really are. I think that's like one of the best scenes in the entire show. And I've been watching it a lot lately, actually, because I'm writing a fanfic that's kind of inspired by that scene. So I can't forget how cute they are right now, but yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, I don't know. I feel like fanfics, why I think like Willex has never been something that I explore specifically. They have always been like as part of a bigger story, because I write more like Julian Luke stuff. So, you know, I'm like more focused on their moments and stuff like that. So I always forget that Willy and Alex have like so, like, not as many, but man, the moments they do have are just so great. So yeah, I'm like, ah, oh, man, they're so cute.
Once again, we need a Willex duet. We really, really do.
One more time.
No, hey, Alex.
Where you been, man? We need to start practicing.
Yeah? For what?
Dance news! I don't have a date, but I don't care because I'm so psyched to see you guys perform.
Oh, man, we're playing a dance? Of course, dude. That's how we get a following nowadays.
Yeah, get with the program, Alex. What? The guys are here?
Hey, guys.
Other way, sweetie.
Well, now that Alex has graced us with his presence, can we start working?
Yes. We're going to rehearse. You want to stick around? I'm supposed to blow up 500 balloons for the school dance, but this sounds way better.
Wait, I just gotta say, like, why did Flynn thought that they were on the opposite side of Julie? Like, why would Julie be with her back to the ghosts? Like, that makes no sense.
That's a pretty good question. Also, like, she's obviously, like, on her keyboard, and Alex's drums are standing, like, right there, which she can see because Alexa isn't currently playing then. She should assume that they're probably there.
Orbs and dad pictures? I think they're ghosts. But don't worry. This room is...
This room is clean. I'm not getting the ghost tinglies.
Little sprinkle, keep them from ever coming in here.
No! No, God,
I'm fine. I'm fine, totally fine.
Oh, Carlos, you know who's hungry? Me. Salt me a path to the kitchen.
Okay.
Should we try this again?
Yes, please, but remind us later. There's some Sunset Curve songs that we want to show you.
Ooh,
Carlos
show me
is
now.
So cute.
Yeah, okay.
Carlos is so cute. Like, that whole scene is so adorable. Like, how he says, I'm going to protect you, and there can be two men of the house. It's just adorable.
And the faces of the guys actually believing that they would disappear, they're like, oh my God.
Oh, and Alex being just so overdramatic.
I was going to say, when Alex like looks down, he's like, oh, okay, I'm good. I'm okay.
But yet he still like screams and, you know, he's like, no. And I'm like, dude.
And I mean, Reggie and Luke actually look worried for like a second.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they actually look, I'm like, dude, okay.
Home is where my horse is. Reggie, stop putting your country songs in my journal.
That was a gift.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, you should maybe circle back. It could be.
I dog-eared the ones that I think you would slay.
Who's Emily?
That one's not dog-eared.
If you could only know that I never let you go. Wow, Luke, I didn't know you were such a romantic.
He's not. That one's actually about
no one. That's just something that I tried and... But if you go to the next dog-eared page, I got a tune that's just, it's got a killer beat.
So you want a sample?
What do you mean, sample?
Sample someone else's music. Me and my mom used to sing that song at the top of our lungs in the car all the time. It's a classic Trevor Wilson song.
Nope. It's a classic our song.
Pure Sunset Curve. Never even heard of Trevor Wilson.
Yeah, maybe you're mixing it up, you know, with another song.
I don't mix up songs. Trust me. I'll prove it. His first album had a bunch of hits, but none of his latest stuff is as good.
That's Bobby.
Seriously? I just told you his name is Trevor.
Okay, great. Then he changed it, all right? That's definitely Bobby. He was our rhythm guitarist.
Trevor Wilson was in your band?
Can't get over how old he looks.
Oh. He looks like a substitute teacher.
Julie, what were his other hits?
Get Lost.
Yeah, I wrote that.
Long Weekend?
Yeah, Luke wrote that one too.
Crooked Teeth?
And that. It was about Reggie.
What? I thought it was about you!
I don't like that song anymore.
Wait, this is freaking me out. Trevor's songs are kind of big to me. He's the one who introduced me to rock.
Yeah, Luke introduced you to rock.
Back when Carrie and I were friends, the three of us used to talk about music all the time. He never mentioned you guys.
And that's unbelievable. Okay, he can take all the credit and he doesn't even mention us?
And he's rich. He has his own helicopter.
He has a helicopter?
With his face on it.
And he parks it in front of that hotel?
No, he gets to park it in front of his mansion.
Mansion?
Dude, we live in a garage.
It's not about the money, it's about the music.
It's a little bit about the money, though.
A little bit about the money.
Or you could have shared it with our families. Maybe then my parents wouldn't have had their house turned into a bike shack.
What he did is steal our legacy.
Let's go teach him a lesson.
Wait, what? Guys, we have to rehearse for the dance. This is our first gig.
We gotta talk about that scene because there's a lot of things happening.
One thing I thought of, which only has a little bit to do with the scene, I looked up where exactly Lost Phoenix is in Los Angeles, and it's like really, really far away from the beach. It makes no sense that Carrie, who lives by the beach, goes to the school, or the fact that Reggie was friends with them when he lived on the beach while all of like his friends were not. It makes no sense, but that's TV for you.
Yeah, that's just the TV magic of not making sense. I was gonna say, how did they know that's Bobby? Like, how did they instantly recognize him? Like, maybe, I feel like they could be able to recognize him, but for me, it wouldn't be like an instant thing. Like, I'd actually have to look at the face and be like, where do I know them from? Like, because it's been many years since they saw him, so I don't know. Well, I guess not for them, but like, he's aged a lot physically.
Yeah, but as you said, it's been not long since they seen him as his young self, and they probably knew him for quite a while. So I feel like, due to the fact that it's different actors, they don't look a lot alike, but since we're assuming they're the same person, they would probably look quite a bit alike, and they could recognize him pretty quickly.
I guess we're the same person, but yeah, because yeah, the two different actors, that's what thrown me off. Because technically they did see him recently. I do love the line where Alex was like, she looks like a substitute teacher.
He says it, which is like such a, like he managed to say it's like it's the worst insult that you could even think of, and it's so cute how excited Luke is, like as soon as Julia's like, show me your music now, and he's like, yes I will, so I'm an excited puppy, I will show it to you.
And I mean, I will forever be salty, and I will say it every time that they just say, look, introduce you to rock, and then move on, like never is bring up again. That's literally it. Also, another thing, Rose was friends with Trevor, so like, did Rose know about him stealing the music? Because he knew the guys too. So I'm like, what? You know, I really, like, the one thing that I desperately need to know how that happened. Because like, she doesn't strike me as a person who would stand for that. But yeah, like, she was friends with Trevor for so many years, literally. Yeah. Their kids are friends, so I'm like, so you knew and said nothing? Did you think that Bobby was actually crediting them? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, that makes just no sense. And I mean, even if she thought he was crediting them, that would be so easy to check. So she would have just like opened the CD case or looked that up on iTunes or something. It would have been like no effort at all. It feels a bit odd.
Yeah, I want to have like a backstory for like how Bobby, I guess, and Rose became friends, like the entire backstory. If they can't at least continue this show, then I want like a prequel thing or a movie or something, because that's so interesting. The only explanation I can think that if that would make sense is that Bobby said that he wrote the songs, but even then he could give credit for like the fact that the band the fact that the band was like playing the songs. I don't know, like I honestly don't think, I think that might just be like a TV show kind of not thinking it through thing. I don't know.
I mean, if he wrote the songs, it still wouldn't explain why he changed his name to Rose. Like, I think the most logical explanation I could come up with is that they lost touch after everything had happened at the Orpheum, after the boys died, and then like 10 years later or something again, and then she didn't recognize him as the guy she met once at the Orpheum.
Then the house is his, though. That's like the logical explanation, right? That the house Julie lives in right now was Trevor's, so they have to be really close. I don't know. And the only reason to, and I mean, she clearly has lived there her whole life. So they have to be really close before even Julie was born. So I don't know.
Yeah, but Julie is like 15 right now, and it was 25 years ago. So they could have technically met 10 years ago. And I mean, we don't know if she was like, if they moved there when she was 2, she wouldn't remember that, for example, and would still feel like she lived her whole life there. Maybe it was only 5 years, but it's just a theory. It's just, you know, a headcanon to kind of try to make something.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's things we don't know. I just literally, because yesterday I saw this post, so I have to share it. It was just a writing tip 3317. A ghostwriter doesn't need monetary compensation because they're dead anyway, right? And people put in that Trevor Wilson wrote this, and that's true.
Yeah.
That's literally what he thought.
That's awesome.
Bobby's house is ridiculous. Have you seen these platinum records?
Platinum?
He recorded My Name is Luke. My name is Luke.
I just love that.
That scene is
no explanation. I don't know. I don't know how to react to that. It's just so great, the fact that he was like, yeah, I'm going to record this too. And people were like, yeah, do it.
And Luke's reaction is just so funny.
It's him.
Hey, Carrie, I'm going to meditate.
He wears sunglasses indoors.
I'm in the den.
Go.
I can't stand him.
Time for his past to haunt him.
Yep. Wait. Let's not rush this. You know, it's my first time haunting someone. I want to make it special. Okay, Alex. That was weird. Okay.
Hey!
What are you two doing here? How'd you get over the security gate?
Teamwork. Do you have a Band-Aid? The barbed wire is new.
What do you want?
Just thought you should know that Julie's band is playing at the dance tonight. Now you know.
You guys are acting weirder than usual.
So, wait, I just realized. So this episode, the next one is the one where they go to, like, where they go to Caleb, right? And then that's when they miss the dance. So this is all one day, right? How long is this day? Because I'm just so confused.
Very long.
They were at school, and then they were practicing, and now they're here, and then there's still time for them to go to the dance, and the dance is a school dance, so it sounds like it's going to be super... It doesn't... Anyway, I just realized that. That doesn't make sense that the hours don't line up. Anyway.
And the school dance goes till very late, though. For a school dance, I'm always like, why the heck is it goes to, like, midnight and more? And I'm like, where are their parents? Whose parents? Whose kids are these? Why are they letting them just be out for so late on a school night?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Where are you?
I'm right here.
Nick, look, when it's Nick. Nickster, Nicky Poo, Nickalicious.
Make it stop.
Hey, glad you're here, Nicky Poo.
I love that Flynn doubles down like a true friend. Julie's like, no, make it stop. And Flynn's like, Nicky Poo.
She's just like, if I say it again, it's going to be less awkward. And it almost kind of works, actually.
I just think she's just messing with Julie. Because, like, that's what a friend would do. She's like, nah, you want me to stop? I'll help you. But also, I'm not going to let you off the hook. Let's repeat this very embarrassing thing you just said.
That's also possible. Definitely.
That Julie's band is playing at the dance.
Oh, yeah. No, I saw your post.
These girls bothering you, babe?
Nope, just telling us about the dance tonight.
Right! Julie and her hologram band are playing. How'd you learn how to do all that hologram stuff anyways?
The internet. It's not just full of makeup tips.
I would have been out of that room as soon as the record started playing again. I'd be like, no, I don't care what it is. If there's a logical explanation for this, I'm not going to stay here and find out.
He can't see us.
Oh, it's not for him, bro. It's for us.
Hit that, Bobby.
What is a raccoon doing in my backyard?
So, did you guys have fun in there?
Okay, you do the exact same if he stole all your songs.
But you have new songs with me. The best way to get back at Trevor is for this band to do great. And to do great, we have to play at dances, then clubs.
And tours, I know.
I'll see you guys at the school. We go on at 9. Please don't be late. There's gonna be a lot of people there.
We got it. All right, don't worry.
Like written thief on his forehead.
And Alex, how did you shut the door earlier? You could barely open a garage door.
Learned that from your new friend Willie, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, he taught me some things, and we screamed in a museum. It's a long story.
You think he has a few more tricks up his sleeve?
Let's find out.
I love how Alex is like, he can see us, and then just no other questions asked goes along with it.
I mean, I feel like at this point he's
I also want to know how exactly they managed the wet Willy thing. They can't interact with people at all. Like, they've interacted with objects, sure, but they haven't managed to interact with people once. How can they manage that?
That's a good question.
Didn't we discuss at some point that maybe the things that they don't think about, like, they just, it comes naturally, like, if they just don't think about it? So I think maybe Luke literally was like, nah, you know, this is something I would do every time, like sitting. That's why they don't just go through when they're sitting on like an event or stuff like that, like things that they, it kind of comes at second nature. And the minute they start like overthinking, that's maybe where they just phase through. I don't know. I remember maybe at some point we threw that out there or something. So that could be why. But other than that, yeah, that's just then why couldn't they interact with other humans? But yeah.
Good day, officers.
What's up, man?
You brought friends?
Yeah, these are my bandmates, Luke and Reggie.
Hey. Oh, cool. I'm Willie. Thank you. So, you guys here to learn some tricks?
Do it again! Do it again!
Actually, we were thinking a little bigger. An old bandmate stole from us, and we want to confront him face to face.
All right. Is this old friend of yours a lifer?
That's fancy ghost lingo for the living. Little something I picked up.
Yeah, then yeah.
He's a lifer. Too much of a fancy pants for street dogs.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Speaking to lifers is even out of my league. You know, but there is one ghost who might be able to help you guys. He's kind of a big deal.
Literally anything would help.
All right, well, I gotta go take care of some things, but I'll meet you where Alex and I met, 8:00. See ya.
Here in life or now after we talk about like last week how it's probably just Willie trying to make that a thing, it's just so funny now because I keep just imagining that no other ghost but Willie says that.
Yeah it really is, and maybe that explains why he looks so proud of Alex when he explains life to Reggie, because he's like, actually he's kind of proud of himself because he is finally making it catch on.
What if he like starts using it in front of like Halo?
That would be hilarious.
Do we have any bobcats in the house? Everybody make some noise!
Okay, not too much noise. There's an anger management meeting down the hall.
Oh my gosh, you look amazing!
Thanks.
It's my mom's. I finally went through her stuff.
She would have loved that you wore that. Are the guys here?
No, but they will be. They know how important this is to me.
So this is where your hotshot ghost lives, huh?
Yeah, we've walked past this hotel like a million times. How come we've never heard of it?
That's because this area has been sealed off for decades. I mean, you wouldn't even know this place exists unless you're invited. All right, I gotta go make sure everything's cool, but I'll be right back.
Hollywood Ghost Club? This place is creepy.
Yeah, well,
so are we.
Is there a shirtless picture of Caleb next to the Hollywood Ghost Club sign?
Oh, hey, Caleb, I brought those ghosts I met. It's still cool they're here, right?
Of course, William. I even reserved a special table for them.
Whoa. All right, thank you.
No, thank you.
This way.
I still think that like the Hollywood Ghost Club is just a very cool concept, you know, like I love when there's like an elite like secret organization or like club thing. It's always so much fun. I just love the concept of it.
Yeah, it really is. I think the fact that Willie is so nervous about bringing the boys, and like so worried that Caleb wouldn't approve of him bringing them, that kind of proves that he really didn't know that Caleb wanted them there before, like that he wasn't sent by Caleb to meet them and lure them there.
I mean, again, I don't think he ever was aware. I just feel like Caleb told him, hey, skate through these and let me know if there are ghosts, new ghosts that you meet. That's all I think he, like Caleb said, and Willie did it. That's all I ever said. I never said he was in on the plan and everything. I'm just saying that Caleb probably took advantage of the fact that he just skates everywhere. So he was like, hey, skate this area. And if you find any ghosts, let me know. Any like new ghosts.
That's possible, yeah.
So this episode is like Flynn trying to interact with the boys and every time like failing because they're not there.
It's pretty funny. Or they are there, but she looks in the wrong direction to interact with them.
I feel like this episode, a lot happens just because the only like song, it's at the beginning. So after that, there's literally so many things happening. This is a long day, yeah. Like you mentioned, Essie.
It's kind of like last week we complained that in Flying Solo basically nothing happens, and then this week like so much happens. It's a bit crazy. We really, the point that we would have needed something in between really is definitely valid. Like, or they could have just, you know, kind of put a little more in Flying Solo and a little less in I Got the Music.
But after watching the original, I think that's why they did it the way they did it. Like as a way to pay homage to the original, because their third episode in the original Julie and the Phantoms is about like the friend finding out and being super mad at Julie for not telling her, but like in there it's different, like she actually I think tells like the director or something if I'm remembering right, like obviously a lot of different happens, but in the end like they make up. So I think it's kind of paying homage to that but not quite following it, because obviously Flynn doesn't tell anyone. So yeah, that's I feel like why they did that episode in general and why they make it a whole episode, I suppose.
Yeah, right. That was where the best friend like goes to the teacher, and then like the teacher wants to talk with her again, and she's like, do you still think your friend is like needs help? And she's like, no, I see the ghost now too. And she's like, now I'm even more worried. I think I looked up the trivia for this episode, and there was really, really little that was interesting. Let me see if I can find anything.
Well, you find that. If anyone who's gonna listen to this episode wants to be a part of our Taylor Swift themed episode that's coming up next weekend, let us know. You still have a couple of days maybe from the day this comes out to contact us if you haven't.
Yeah, definitely.
Wait, I missed a couple of weeks. What's happening next weekend?
Oh, right, you did. We were thinking, or Layla had the idea to match either Taylor Swift songs or Taylor Swift albums to the Julie and the Phantoms characters. And since Taylor Swift's birthday is coming up, we figured we would connect to that. And I think it's like Monday in a week or something. And we would record like the weekend before, and then it comes out the Thursday after her birthday, and like led to us getting into a whole thing about how wishing someone happy birthday before their birthday is bad luck in Germany. And then Danny wrote in that it's also bad luck in Argentina, and it was a whole thing. Do you want to tell us you didn't listen to our episode?
I was about to say, Essie, you didn't even listen to the episodes. I usually
listen to them when I miss them. However, unfortunately, because I was busy this weekend, I did not have time to do that.
It's fine. Just teasing.
Well, you guys were my top podcast, though. I guess I was also my top podcast. I posted that on my story, and my friends were like, Essie, you can't be your own top podcast. I'm like, yes, I can.
You're like, yes, I can. Obviously, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
I mean, I don't use Spotify enough to get a Spotify Wrapped, but basically in the last year, the only thing I listened on Spotify was our podcast. So if I would have gotten one, then we wouldn't have only been the top podcast, but also the top album and the top artist, which is impossible, but still. I think I listened to like two other songs on Spotify the whole last year.
According to Spotify, I only listened to like over 13,000 minutes. And I'm like, that seems too low based on a lot of people's like raps. And it's like, I listen to music a lot. I don't understand what the issue is. Apparently, lots of people listen to it a lot more than I thought. I thought I did it a lot. But yeah, that goes to show you.
Yeah, same. Some people were like in the top 0.5% of listeners for certain artists, which I thought was insane. I was like in the top 6% for somebody, but like top 0.5 is like insane.
It really
there are
is.
People who were like top 0.01%. I'm like, oh my God.
So basically they were almost like the person who listened to that person, like the artist the most. Like, how's that even possible? That's insane.
I saw somebody on Tumblr posted that they listen to Spotify more than like 100% of other listeners, which means they listen to the most music, which is just insane. The
I mean, I guess they're probably brought up, but
yeah. Julian the Phantom was my top artist on the Spotify rap, which I was like very proud of. I listened to it a lot and I was like, I didn't want that to change.
That's good. I kind of wonder what my top artist would have been. When I see these Spotify rap things, I always kind of wish Apple Music would do the same. But then again, you know,
Apple Music does though, because I've seen people say that, like, share their things too.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have
I don't
to
know
what that if
I don't know what it's
how.
Called because but I saw a couple of people share their Apple Music stats. Unless
I mean,
it was fake, but I thought that.
I mean, there's the possibility, I guess, that it's not allowed in Germany, that they are not doing that in Germany because, like, Germany has very different data protection laws than America, and I don't know.
Maybe.
But I mean, it works for Spotify. I'm just going to Google it when we're done here.
Yeah, but I remember I saw that.
Okay. I think I found, like, two interesting trivia tidbits, like, just vaguely interesting. Like, the first one is the idea of the dream sequence with costume changes was from Soyeon N, who is the costume designer, which is kind of cool. And so apparently it wasn't just Kenny. And there's like there's when Julie shows the boys the picture of Trevor Wilson, that's like from a website, and besides that there's like a biography for him, and apparently some people actually managed to see that, like read it, which I do not understand how that's possible. But here it says, according to Trevor Wilson's biography online, it says Trevor Wilson was born on March 16th 1978 in Los Feliz, California. So it's not a whole lot of info, but it's kind of cool that people actually managed to see that. It's like really, really quickly and so blurry and so tiny. Press the
well,
people can
take
see
screenshots
that.
And then they can like stand there and like make it better.
Yeah, probably. But you have to be like really careful to actually get that screenshot where you can see it well enough that you can even make it big enough to see it. But some
people
are dedicated.
People make GIFs out of scenes. This can happen. I'm just saying, I'm not surprised.
But yeah, the rest is like really obvious things. Like Ray wasn't in this episode, and like they played some songs that are going to come back in later episodes. I'm like, yeah, we know.
We've seen the show enough times. We kind of know.
If you want to contact us, you can find us on Instagram and Tumblr as Julie and the Podcasters, and on Twitter as JAT Podcasters. You can also email us at julieandthepodcasters@gmail.com or send us a voice message on Anchor. And of course, you can rate and review us on iTunes and any other podcast platform that allow that. We would love to hear from you, no matter if it's questions, feedback, or your thoughts on the show in general or a specific episode. Tell your friends.
Bye.